Church Let's Talk Ministry. It's Friday, and we're excited about what God has done this week. And so just giving you some fun information. I will report this on Sunday, but in the month of August, God provided $53,000 for Generations Together. And I want to thank the Lord for that, that he's moving in people's hearts. And we're excited about working with Cobb and Cool and see what God has planned. And so for those of you that pray for that, keep praying. And we're trusting God for the right timing. But I want to share with you this morning, God has given me the privilege. I've shared before about New Morning Mercies by Paul Tripp. And so I was reading that. And I am not taking his title, but one of the things that I picked up from that read, which would have been something that I was reading this morning, hopelessness that leads to hope. Hopelessness that leads to hope. Now, some of you are walking thinking, he probably needs to go drink some coffee or something, which you know I don't like coffee, but that doesn't really make sense. But if you really stop and think about it, until you are hopeless, you don't have hope. Because until you think you can handle it, you haven't reached the place where you can really find true hope. So I realized today on this Friday that there's craziness taking place, that you're tired, that are things that are going on in your life, there's brokenness. You might have failed this week or this morning already, and you're like, man, if I could just get this figured out. Well, I want to read a passage of scripture that you're probably really familiar with, but it's kind of neat when you think about it from hopelessness to hope. So, excuse me, Hebrews chapter 4, pick it up in verse 14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. So just pause. We have a high priest that is able to sympathize with the things that we are going through. But this high priest is not like us because he is able and we are not able. He is powerful. We think we're powerful. But until we get to the place where we know that we're not powerful, we're still fooling ourselves. We're still believing a lie of the world. And so as you think about this high priest, then you read, but one who is in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So I realize in this Hebrews chapter 4, we're talking about temptation. And this high priest, his name is Jesus, is the one that we can run to in our temptation. He is able. We are not able. But what I think is really interesting is, and what's kind of given my heart some courage, look at verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Totally opposite of our nature. Our nature is to say, I got this. The writer of the Hebrews is encouraging those individuals to do what? Draw near to the throne of grace. Draw near to the one where there's power in his name. Don't resist. Don't make excuses. Don't run away. He wants to sympathize with you. He understands what we are going through right now. There will never be a moment that he does not understand. And so now we have to do something. Draw near. Move towards the word of God. Say the name of Jesus more often than you ever have before. Pause. Pray more than you have prayed before. Pause. Think first. Listen second, then speak. Oh, Holy Spirit, that's what you want. Oh, that makes sense. And so on this Friday, I want to encourage you that hopelessness leads to hope. Getting to the bottom of us is an incredible blessing to find real hope. And so as you go about your Friday, enjoy Hebrews chapter 4. Allow the word of God to permeate in who you are, soak down into who you are for his glory. Jesus, I want to thank you for this new day, this opportunity. I know that we're recording this on a Friday. I don't know, or Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to get Friday, but I have Wednesday, and I have hope because of you. And so thank you for the reminder to lead me towards hopelessness. Lead me away from I'm pretty righteous. I got this all together. I think I can figure this out. To a place where I say, I have hope fully in, only in, totally in the name of Jesus. And that gift that was deposited in my life, in who I am as a person, the day I said yes to you, Jesus, that I said your name is the only name for salvation, that there's life in your name, and I choose you, Jesus, to pay the sin penalty of my life. And I choose you on this Wednesday afternoon, not only to pay the sin penalty of my life, but to be my hope. It's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Have a great Friday. God bless.